Hello and a very good evening to you. Welcome to Under the Sun here on 88.2 Sanyo FM, where we're playing you today's best music, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year too. Under the Sun is a program brought to you by British Council, where we get to feature stories from the best Ugandan writers. And we'll be looking at a beautiful story by David Tumusiime today. It's called Last Words, and David will be here in the studio to talk about it alongside Julius Ochunyo in the studio in just a moment. Also, some good prizes for you to win from British Council: a USB flash disk, a key ring, an umbrella, as well as a business card holder, as we enjoy a beautiful Christmas weekend together. On this show, we get to feature the hottest writers from the best upcoming writers in Uganda. And today we're looking at a beautiful story from David Tumusiime. It's called Last Words. David is with me in the studio. He'll be talking to us about his story in a moment. We'll also be joined by another distinguished novelist here in Uganda by the names of Julius Ochunyo. In the meantime, we get to listen to our short story for today. Remember to listen to it very carefully, because we'll ask you a very simple question, and if you get it right, we'll give you a beautiful hamper from British Council with some good prizes for you. Our story today is about a man whose girlfriend leaves him suddenly, and he doesn't take it well as he props up his own bar and launches a self-pitying monologue. We discover the truth about his relationship and his attitudes. Here is Last Words.
My girlfriend just left me 10 hours ago.
What is that? Girlfriend?
She's a woman.
Huh?
She was a woman.
3 years.
10 months. 319 days. And she's gone. What's wrong with her? No one leaves me. I live.
Huh?
That slut. And 3 years. 10 months. 319 days. And you know what she said? That's my mathematics brain working here. I remember everything. The slut. She has kicked me out. She has kicked me out. Pass me a drink. After 3 years, 3 whole years, and 319 days, all I can think about right now are the last words she said to me. The last words.
Leave my keys on the mat as you live.
Will I ever forget those words?
Leave my keys on the mat as you live.
She was a virgin. Doesn't that mean anything anymore? She can't live. I live. I'm in her mind forever. Doesn't she know that? I am the best you'll ever have, has ever had, can ever have. Am I? What are you looking at? Matthias, what are all these people looking at? What are they looking at? Don't they know I can chase them out of my bar? This is my bar. Mine! She can't take this at least. This is mine! That slut. She's going to cry. She's going to come begging me to take her back. I know that. She will. I'm the man and she's the woman. It will be like that. She thinks men like me are easy to find, eh? She will learn. That house she's chasing me out of. Every brick in that house is full of my blood. Every tile in those floors is slippery from my sweat. And she's telling me to get out?
Leave my keys on the mat as you live.
I never thought she'd say that.
Leave my keys on the mat as you live. I bought that mat.
Matthias, this Rico bottle is whistling. 3 years, 10 months, 319 days, and all I get is... Leave my keys on that mat as you leave. 3 years. What happened to her? What happened? 3 years ago, she could never have said that. 2 years ago, she could never have said that. Last year, well, now this year, things are different. But all I want to know is, what happened to her? It didn't happen to her. Huh? I have been played. Yes, it has happened to me. I have been played. Me? I never thought that would happen. You know that song? Man is smart, woman is smarter. Eh? It's true now. Madeline has made it true. Madeline. Madeline, my mother doesn't want me to do those things, Madeline. I don't do bad manners before marriage, Madeline. My Madeline. I was going to marry her. What more did she want?
I'm a man. I am a man. I'm a man. I am a man. Maybe I should have been more a man. Women need a real man. A real man who can slap them a bit to show them who is in charge. I should have slapped her a bit more. God knows. She needed it. Kindness. Kindness doesn't work. Do you know all the things I've given her? Do you know how much money I have spent on her? A senior six girl fresh out of a nunnery style school? A girl so naive she didn't know how to kiss. A girl so poor she didn't know what always was before me. I educated that girl. I sacrificed. I sacrificed everything for her. My money, my time, my... I didn't educate her to end up blabbering. Leave my keys on that mat as you live. I didn't do that. I didn't. I don't know what happened to her. I don't know what happened to my... I don't know what happened to Madeline. What happened to Madeline? Madeline, Madeline, Madeline. Oh, Madeline. I need another drink. I didn't sleep last night. I can't sleep because of Madeline. I shouldn't have left. That house is my house. It's my house. It's mine. I built it. I didn't build it just for her. It's mine too. Madeline. Madeline. What have you done? Madeline. Do you know me? Do you know what I will do? No one leaves me. No one leaves me. I don't even believe myself. No one leaves me. She has left me. She has left me. Do you know when you know she's not coming back? She leaves. No. This Rico is not getting to my head yet. She leaves. Not for another man. She lives to be alone. Madeline has left me to be alone. She has left me to be alone. To be alone in our house. How can she be alone in that big house? That six-room bungalow. She had to sleep with the lights on when we were still living in a two-room kazigo. And a sound, and she was screaming. When she was sleeping, I remember. I remember how she used to get so tired of reading and couldn't keep her eyes open. Yet she had to stay up all night reading for her exams. In those days. Oh, those days. I only had to drop a cockroach in the book she was dozing over for her to yell I was murdering her. Fully awake again. How can she stay in that big house alone? Now there may be an estate, but everyone is on their own, inside their high wall fence. She will call me. She can't live in that house alone. I don't want any of her silly wasomerawa friends in my house. She knows that. I don't want any of them in. Then I thought I was not good enough. Just because I didn't go to Makere University. Just because I am a musubuzi in Timba Nichako. They think I'm not good enough for her. Who connected in jobs after Makere when they were yearning with jobs? And if she brings Timothy, there is going to be Katemba. A man's best friend cannot be a man. You're right, my friend. Whether he's a side B or not, as long as he's a man, he's a man. He does not get near my woman. He's a man. It's not right. Mbu, he's my study partner. I know what he was studying. Whenever he was with her, Mbu, they were reading. At least I once heard her telling him, Timo, I like you. You are so like my little bro. That woman could castrate. My problem was that I wouldn't let her castrate me. I'm a man. Live with one woman? Am I a priest? Sorry, you are quite right about that, by the way. Even priests can't do it. I'm a man. I was being a man. It's not like my affair with Madeline's sister was more than 2 months. You know, she was the one who wanted it. I was drunk most of the time. I didn't even get to enjoy it. She was terrible. I don't understand why Madeline is making such a big deal out of this. It couldn't have been more than 10 times that I slept with her sister. I really love her. You're right. She'll take me back. She will.
My girlfriend has just left me. What was it? 10, 11 hours ago. What is that? Girlfriend? Ah, she's a woman. Huh? Ah, she was a woman. Huh? 3 years, 10 months. 319 days. And pff, she's gone. What's wrong with her? No one leaves me. I leave. Huh? Now, that's flat. 3 years. 10 months. 319 days. And what she said? She has kicked me out.
Yeah, pass me a drink.
After 3 years. 3 whole years. And 319 days. All I can think about right now are the last words she said to me. The last words.
And that's our beautiful short story for today. Last Words by David Tumusime, who attended Buganda Road Primary School, Aga Khan High School, and is due to graduate with a Bachelor of Arts degree at Makerere University. He is currently working as a freelance journalist with the Sunday Vision newspaper. Before that, he wrote for the Sunrise and Marketplace newspapers as well. He has published several stories online and an anthology with the British Council's Crossing Borders Creative Writing Program, including Slamming Morning, Crossing Borders, an anthology of work in progress. He also has 16 stories that you can find at www.nicestories.com. Good to have you with us here, David.
Thank you.
I can't help but ask a question that will come to every man's mind. Last Words, was that your personal story?
Let's just say I know a lot of people have gone through that.
I would definitely want to think so. Also joining us today is Julius Oshunyo, who was born in Northern Uganda and a diploma in education at Chamboko University and a Bachelor of Education at Makerere University before launching into a teaching career up to about 1996 and then going into publishing from then to date. So far he has published 2 adult novels, The Fate of the Banished in 1997 and Footprints of the Outsider in 2003. He also has written a novel for young people called The Unfulfilled Dream and also a children's book. Interestingly for me, he has helped compile a children's dictionary, which is due to be published soon. He is now working as an editor at Fountain Publishers here in Kampala. What an honor to have you with us, Julius.
Thank you, Ben.
Interestingly, you actually have known David here for quite a while, haven't you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got to know David, I think, about 4 years ago, and we just hit it off the first time we met, and we've been meeting quite regularly. And the last time we met was at the Literature Festival that was sponsored by the British Council. That brought together writers from 27 African and Commonwealth countries.
Yeah. Julius, you're into publishing. What do you think of Last Words? What were your thoughts on?
Well, I think it's a very, very relevant story, and you know, it has a lot to do with male chauvinism. You know, I mean, this man thinks, look, because of what he has done for Madeline should not have dumped him. But I also think, you know, that it has a little bit to do with feminism versus female dependence. I mean, you say, look, we have, you know, to be equal. These are our rights as women and so on. But at the same time, you want to depend entirely on a man. You know, so there is, you know, there are all these ideas that come up in my mind when I hear the story, when I read it. I've actually read it 2-3 times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you like the David, where did Last Words come from?
Well, I needed to write something that would grab both men and women, and there's nothing that grabs men and women as much as affairs of the heart. And basically this is like a cry from the heart, from the heart of this one man. And I think it stands for very many men, whether you have been in a relationship that ends badly or that nearly ended badly, or anyway, as long as you put something into a relationship, you will identify with this character, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it came from.
Definitely. Julius, big question here. You've been writing for a very long time, following writing as well. The style of writing being done by the next generation, which is now David and his contemporaries, and the kind of writing that you're used to from where you grew up, What do you think? How do you like the way it's going? Do you see, are there any marked differences?
Yeah. There are actually marked differences, and I think in addition to the style, you know, as you said, which is a little different, you know, when you read this, you realize that a lot of the way that the people talk currently, you know, that is reflected in the story. But also the concerns of these stories are different, because in the past, you know, when you think about the Achebes, the Okwadpabitaks, the Wole Soyinkas, you know, their main concerns had to do with traditionalism versus colonialism and so on and so on. But these days, you know, these are a lot of the stories have to do with relationships, and I'm not talking just relationships at the personal level, but also at the political level. Yeah, so a lot of them have to do with relationships.
David, a beautiful story you've written. Unfortunately, some of us tend to think that the reading culture in Uganda seems to be suffering a lot. Do you agree? If you do, what do you do about it? You don't seem to get the impression that people in this country are into reading a lot as much as they ought to. Am I wrong?
Well, you're right about the bit, people not reading. But I think we have passed that stage of saying that people are not reading because they're not interested in reading. I think they're not reading at the moment because there's really nothing coming out for them to read. Because, I mean, like, if you see the hunger for papers that come out, the weekend papers especially, people want to read the paper on Saturday evening, which is supposed to come out on Sunday morning. That hunger is there already. It's just that the material for reading is not there. And I think the main thing we have to do is to promote it and to bring out work for people to read. And people will read, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you'd like to give us a call, our phone line is 343-663. You can also reach us on 343-672. If you've got any questions or comments about our story today, that is Last Words by David Tumusime. Sonia FM, hello.
Hello, Ben. This is Julius calling from Mokono.
Yes, Julius.
Yeah, I must say that it's a very nice story. It's educative, and I encourage him to do more work.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I also like to win that the hamper for the British for the.
Okay, I'll be asking you a question in just a moment. Let me take another one or two phone calls, and if you can give me a call, then we'll give you a chance to win that hamper from British Council. A very simple question. If you get it right, we'll give you that hamper from British Council that has a key ring, an umbrella, a business card holder, and a British Council USB flash disk in it as well. Sanyu FM, hello. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, who are we talking to?
I'm Stephen.
Stephen.
Yeah.
Stephen, what are your thoughts on our story for today?
Maybe it reflects the modern society.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you put in a relationship, you should never expect something bad.
Mm-hmm.
And even the effects of alcohol.
Yeah. You think it has a lot to do with that? Thanks a lot for your phone call, Stephen. We really appreciate it. Just a couple of minutes before we go, David, what are you going to be working on? Last Words is a good story. You're almost finishing the university now, getting a degree in a couple of while. Are you thinking of venturing into becoming a full-time writer? Are you going to do something else?
I am a full-time writer, really.
Yeah.
I write for the Sunday Vision.
Oh, because, yeah.
I'm that David Tumusime, in case you do not know.
Ah.
But I think my main interest at the moment is in something called blogging.
Yeah.
We have blogs that have started up, and they're catching on in Uganda. The Kenyans are way ahead of us, but I think that's where the writing is going at the moment. And we have several blogs running.
Actually,
that's what I'm working on.
I am proud on our two blogs at the moment, www.madandcrazy.blogspot.com, as well as www.jmatachi.blogspot.com. What's this whole blogs thing? A lot of people don't know what's that about.
Basically, it's like a website, but a website to showcase what you can do, what you can write, either writing or pictures or whatever you do, whatever your talent is. You get a chance to put it out there for people to judge for themselves, and the responses will always be brutal and honest and everything, but it helps you to grow. And that's what I'm working on at the moment. And I think it's a good forum for us to interact and to gain exposure, because exposure is the main thing we are lacking in Uganda.
You're a very young writer. There's a lot of aspiring young writers coming up. You've managed to do this and become successful at a very tender age. What do you say to the young people who are interested in writing? A lot of them are on holiday now from the high schools, even some from the university as well.
I think if you want to see how good you are, the first thing to do is to try and write for a newspaper. It doesn't matter how small the newspaper is, how much circulation it has. Just go and hand in your work and see what the editors will always be honest and frank with you. And that's the beginning, I think, for a young writer.
Any advice for our young people, Julius?
Oh, yeah. Actually, the way to go is to write short stories. And also children's stories. Incidentally, it's the children who do the most reading in this country. And you don't really need to be particularly creative because, you know, you can just pick up a folk tale in your mother tongue and then translate it. You actually will have to make a lot of input. That's one way in which you can start out as a writer.
Okay, yeah. That's brilliant. We've got a great British Council hamper to give away. It has an umbrella in it, as well as a business card holder, a key ring, and a USB flash disk. And we'll give it to you if you can answer a very simple question for us. Sanyu FM, hello.
Hello.
What's your name, sir?
Steven.
A very simple question for you. In our short story today, our a bitter man refers to a song. Do you know what song that is?
Yes.
What song was it?
It was Men Are Smart, mm-hmm. but Women Are Smart.
Oh, congratulations, Stephen. You actually got it right. What's your second name?
Senkumba.
Senkumba, Stephen. Well, Senkumba, Stephen, you come to Sanyu FM anytime after Wednesday next week and pick up your hamper, okay?
Yeah.
Congratulations. David, it's been an honor having you in the studio. Thanks a lot for dropping by.
Thank you.
And Julius Ochunyo, it's been a great pleasure to meet you too, and thanks a lot for coming to Under the Sun.
Thank you.
Well, we have to go for now. Stephen, congratulations on winning yourself that hamper. Of course, we'll be back next Sunday with another great story, and we'll be looking at a short story called Telephone Call, done by Nancy Oloro Roberts. Do make sure to join us then as we leave you with DJ Peter, who's coming in with Under... Off the shelf.